You are listening to the Dressing Room podcast series brought to you by Cricket Next. On this episode of Dressing Room, we take a look at Stephen Fleming's cricketing career.
Stephen Fleming had a long cricket career playing for New Zealand. At the time of retiring, he was their leading test run getter, their leading ODI run getter, and had played more tests and ODIs than any other player for New Zealand. Fleming debuted for New Zealand in 1994 and hung up his boots in 2008. You have to be a solid player and an integral member of the team to have such a long and productive career. But most of all, when his name comes up among cricket fans, one word that defines him is captain. Stephen Fleming was the longest-serving cricket captain in New Zealand cricket's history. He led them between 1997 and 2007 in 218 ODIs, winning 98, and in 80 test matches, winning 28 and losing 27, for a win ratio of 35%. Suffice it to say that he has more wins as captain of his country in both tests and ODIs than any other New Zealander as of 2019. Fleming was just 23 years old when he took over the captaincy. One doesn't have such a long stint as a captain unless one is not only good at the job, that is strategies and field placing, but is also a good man manager. In fact, future New Zealand greats like Brendan McCullum, Ross Taylor and Shane Bond all emerged under his captaincy. His becoming presence in the slips was synonymous with the New Zealand's team image when he played. He was part of the rare group of captains to lead their sides in three World Cups in the 1919, 2003 and 2007 editions of the Cup. He led his team to two World Cup semi-finals and also led his team to victory in the 2000 ICC knockout tournament, the earlier avatar of the Champions Trophy, when they defeated India in the final in Kenya. That remains the only ICC tournament win that New Zealand have secured, and it came under his watch. Such results, particularly in big tournaments, gave the New Zealand side a reputation of being a team that punched well above its weight. Fleming's astute captaincy was admired around the world. In 2002, Shane Warne hailed him as the best captain in world cricket at the time, ahead of one Steve Waugh, who was captain of Australia's Test team, and a certain Ricky Ponting, who was leading Australia's ODI side. Fleming's tactical nose and understanding of match situations particularly impressed Warne. When Fleming retired from captaincy at the end of the 2007 World Cup, the then Sri Lankan captain Mahila Jayawardene remarked, "Stephen's been a great leader for New Zealand for some time and you could learn a lot from him." Memorable debut and controversy. Stephen Fleming made his debut in 1994 against the touring Indian side and scored a 92 in the second innings for a match aggregate of 108 runs, duly picking up the Man of the Match award. What was evident at the early stage of the innings was his elegance at the crease, his languid drives and the cuts on the off side, which one expects from accomplished left-handers. He was also a very good player of the ball off his hips onto the leg side. He announced his arrival with a bang and his potential was there for all to see. But he soon found himself in the middle of a controversy in 1995 when he and a couple of teammates admitted to smoking marijuana while on tour. That cost him more than a few dollars in fines. Years later, Fleming admitted that the controversy cost him much more money in lost sponsorship deals. He soon shrugged off the episode and started scoring well for his side, but it was only in 1997 that he notched up his maiden century in tests. That came against England. Fleming's batting was dogged by a perception of underachievement. He had already scored 10 50s at the time, and it did not reflect well on his abilities and talent that 50s weren't being converted to 100s. So the first century came as a relief. By the time he ended his test career, he had 46 50s but only 9 centuries in 189 innings across 111 tests. In ODIs, he had 49 50s and only 8 centuries across 280 games. However, centuries aside, by 1997, he was a vital member of the team and the baton of captaincy had passed on to him. Career highlights. One of the best test results under his captaincy came in England in 1999 when a dogged New Zealand team beat England 2-1 in a four-match series. Fleming also had very impressive results as ODI captain. He led the side during the 1999 World Cup in England. In the group stage, comfortable wins over Australia, Scotland and Bangladesh saw the team progress to the Super Sixes. They prevailed in a must-win game against India to progress to the semis, where they came up short against Pakistan. New Zealand in 1999 was a side filled with very talented players and Fleming led them confidently in the ICC knockout tournament of 2000. New Zealand beat Zimbabwe and Pakistan on their way to the final where they defeated India once again to clinch their first and only ICC tournament win to date. This established Fleming as one of the premier captains in world cricket. This period also saw him score more consistently. He scored 850s and one century between late 2000 and late 2001. It was during this time that a stint with the English county team, Middlesex, where Fleming spent time re-evaluating his batting style, yielded results. In 2003-2004, he came into his own as a batsman, scoring 400s and 350s, including two double hundreds and a 192. He scored his highest test score against Sri Lanka in 2003, 274 not out. Fleming played perhaps his finest ODI innings at that year's World Cup, a 134 not out in just 132 deliveries against the formidable hosts, South Africa, to take his side to a 9-wicket win. His consistency and performances saw him declared the New Zealand Cricketer of the Year for 2004. A particularly memorable day for Stephen Fleming is October 26, 2004. It was on that day that he stepped up to play his 87th test, the most by a New Zealander at that time. When he went into bat, he played his 150th test innings, the most by a New Zealander at the time. During his knock, he surpassed Martin Crowe's aggregate of 5,444 test runs to become the leading run getter for New Zealand, a record he holds to this day. He ended that innings on a score of 202. He also scored his third double hundred against South Africa in 2006 to become the only Kiwi batsman to score three double hundreds at that point. Unfortunately, he would not score another century for the remainder of his test career, which ended in March 2008, 10 test matches later. He did play very well in his final series against England, scoring 297 runs in 6 innings. His effort in his final test, where he scored a match aggregate of 125 runs with 66 in his final test innings, nudged his career average over 40. Fleming also led his side admirably in the ICC World Cup of 2007. New Zealand headed into that World Cup after winning a series 3-0 against defending champions Australia. Their confidence showed in the group stages of the tournament, where they easily beat England, Kenya and Canada to qualify for the Super 8s. In the Super 8 stage of the tournament, they notched up impressive wins against West Indies, Ireland, Bangladesh and South Africa. But once again, they perished in the semi-finals, losing to Sri Lanka. Fleming was in good form throughout the tournament and scored 353 runs, his country's second highest aggregate in the tournament. He failed to get going in the semis though, scoring just one run, which may have dented his team's chances in a big way. It was that defeat in the semis which prompted Fleming to resign as captain of the ODI side. When he relinquished the captaincy, he had led his side in the most number of ODI matches, 218. That record would later be eclipsed by Ricky Ponting. Later that year, Fleming announced his retirement from ODIs and was also relieved of captaincy in Test cricket, making way for Daniel Vettori. Fleming ended his career as the leading catcher, non-wicket keeper, with 171 catches for New Zealand in Tests, while also being the leading run-getter in both Tests and ODIs for his country. He also holds a very interesting record for a Test innings with a minimum of 25 runs scored. Fleming holds the record for the highest strike rate at 281. He achieved this during an 11-ball innings of 31 number, which included 6 fours and a 6 against South Africa in 2004. His career statistics were as follows. Tests 111, innings 189, runs 7,172, average 40.07, 50s 46, 100s 9. ODIs 280, innings 269, runs 8,037, average 32.41, 50s 49, 100s 8. T20s 5, innings 5, runs 110, strike rate 129.41. 1 year in the IPL, retirement and the Fleming-Dhoni-CSK relationship. Fleming played the inaugural season of the IPL and was an integral part of the Chennai Super Kings team, playing 10 matches during the tournament. He retired soon after the tournament to take up the role of the coach for CSK in 2009. His calm and composed demeanour, similar to when he was captain of New Zealand, served him well in his role as coach. This resonated well with another cool customer, CSK captain MS Dhoni, a man who chose the same ice cool persona on the field. The calm and composed duo have, together, taken CSK to great heights of success in the IPL. Fleming saw his team win the IPL titles in 2010, 2011 and 2018. The triumph in 2018 was particularly special. He and the management had put together, piece by piece, a side that looked like the CSK of old after a two-year forced hiatus. In fact, during the 2 years away from CSK, Dhoni and Fleming kept the captain and coach combination going with the Pune franchisee with a fair bit of success. RPSG reached the IPL final in 2017. Dhoni and the CSK management ensured that they had Fleming back as coach in 2018. The successes he saw with CSK certainly helped his stock as a T20 coach, and he became head coach of the Big Bash League franchise Melbourne Stars in 2015 and has been there ever since. Fleming was named an officer of the New Zealand Order of Merit in 2011 for his services to cricket. That was Stephen Fleming, a calm personality on and off the field, a leader for much of his career, and one of the shrewdest cricketing minds of our times. And not to forget, still the highest run getter in both tests and ODIs for New Zealand.
This podcast was brought to you by Cricket Next. Thanks for tuning in.